This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse in the Quran which caused the companions to feel a lot of anxiety and fear and sadness because of it. What was this verse? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
This verse talks about the peace and the security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, those who believe and do not mix their belief, do not dress their belief with injustice, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ, those are the people who have peace and security from Allah, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, and they are the people who will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the companions of the Prophet ﷺ understood this verse, there's something it's saying, and there's something that's being understood from it. So what's being said is that if you believe and don't mix your belief with injustice, you will have peace and security and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what's being understood by the companions is that if I do mix belief with injustice, then in that case, I will not have peace and security from Allah, and I will not be amongst the guided. And this made them feel a lot of fear. They went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, O Messenger of Allah, وَمَن مِنَّا لَا يَظْلِمْ نَفْسُهُ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who amongst us does not wrong themselves? Who amongst us does not do injustice against themselves? Meaning every single one of us has done a form of injustice, one or another. Every single one of us has, you know, maybe participated in some backbiting or some gossip. Every one of us maybe has, you know, prayed a prayer after its appointed time. Every one of us has done an injustice of one sort or another. So they went to the Prophet ﷺ afraid and fearful. They said, O Messenger of Allah, and who amongst us has not committed injustice? And they felt afraid. We're not going to be included in the people who have peace and security and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, you have not understood it, or this is not how you understand it. The Prophet ﷺ is basically saying, you've misunderstood this verse. And he said to them, look at what your brother Luqman alayhi salam said. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam is referring to another verse in the Quran that Luqman alayhi salam says,
وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبَنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when Luqman said to his son, while he is admonishing him, do not associate in the worship with Allah. Indeed, associating in worship with Allah, لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, it is a grave form of injustice. It is a grave, dangerous form of injustice. And so he reminded them of this verse where Luqman is referring to the worship of other than Allah as dhulm, as injustice. So he's saying the proper reading of this verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying those who believe and do not mix injustice with their belief, meaning they do not mix shirk, worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, associating in the worship with Allah alongside their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those are the people who will have peace and security from Allah, and those are the people who will be guided. And so the Sahaba felt contentment and happiness because they understood, as long as they believe in Allah and they avoid worshipping other than Allah, associating in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will be the people who have peace and they will be the people of guidance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the beautiful, subhanAllah, how the Qur'an constantly refers to this worship of other than Allah Azza wa Jal as dhulm, as injustice. Most of us, we understand injustice when it comes to physical injustice. We understand the injustice of, you know, stealing is injustice. We understand lying is injustice. You know, bearing false witness is injustice. Harming or killing or hurting people is injustice. We understand injustice when it comes to human interactions, but a lot of people have difficulty understanding why is shirk so wrong? Why is associating in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wrong? That's a form of spiritual injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a mind and a soul and a spirit, and He gave us life and existence in this world, and it has a purpose. It has a purpose, and that purpose is connected to the one who created it. When we worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are taking away from the rights of Allah azza wa jal. But unlike other, you know, human interactions of injustice, where you harm another person, so that person is the victim, when it comes to our relationship with Allah azza wa jal, when we take away the rights of Allah, we're not hurting Allah azza wa jal, rather we're hurting ourselves. We're harming ourselves, because that mind, that body, that soul that was created in created with the purpose of churning to its creator and being connected with its creator and knowing its creator and venerating its creator, that purpose of your mind and body and soul becomes broken. And instead, we harm ourselves by being lost in this dunya and not fulfilling the purpose of our mind and our body and our soul. And so it is a grave injustice, but the victim of that injustice is you and I. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from falling into the injustice of associating in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep us firm upon monotheism, upon tawheed, and to be connected to Allah, so that we are included in those who will receive the peace and the security of Allah and His guidance. Ameen.